Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Liars. That's all I have to say. Had a nice night last night. Had dinner with Dan Seaman, or the vice president. Is he the vice president of programming for Hubbard Broadcasting Nationwide?
I forget his technical title, but he oversees like all of radio in at least the Midwest, possibly.
He does all over the country.
Yes. He's very important.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, the vice president and market manager for Hubbard Radio.
Please don't ever say he's very valuable again. I have to deal with him on a daily basis. Now he's going to, Tom, did you hear what AJ said this morning?
He's the least valuable member that we've got here.
It's unbelievable, the situation. But, yeah, we had a nice dinner. Catherine and Dan and I had a nice dinner last night and took a little walk. And it was very, very pleasant. No question about that. Also, I got to stay on time today, so I only got a couple more minutes. But got an email from one of our listeners yesterday. It said, Tom, Eric Carmen died. Will you tell your story? I said, yes, I can tell my story. What group did he come from before he was a solo act? He was in with the Raspberries or something? Does that make sense?
Ooh, let's see here.
That's a good question.
Yes, the Raspberries.
It was the Raspberries. Yep. Hey, look at that. I must be taking Prevagen for my memory.
Steel trap.
An elephant.
Okay, you two guys are too young to remember Charlie's Cafe Exceptional. They tore it down, and there's now like a 20-story building where Charlie's Cafe Exceptional used to be. Mm-hmm. You guys don't remember that. I mean, that had to be when you were little kids, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's where you would either was Murray's or Charlie's at that time. There was no Manny's at that time. And so I'm talking about, probably the late 70s, early 80s, something like that. Mm-hmm. And Eric Carmen was on tour. So we set up, we wanted to go to dinner, so I made a reservation at Charlie's Cafe Exceptional. So first of all, Eric Carmen died. I think he was, what is he, like in his mid-70s only, though? He wasn't very old, I don't think.
Looks like born in 1949.
Oh, so he's only 74.
Yeah, something like
or
that.
Maybe yep, 75 if he was born
74.
Early. 74 years old. But so this is many, many years ago, and he had just left the Raspberries and had to hit, Please Go All the Way and a couple of other big hits. I can't remember what they were, but nice guy, very, very pleasant guy, very handsome man, you must say, very well coiffed. He had a good barber, let me put it that way as well.
Coiffed, I like that word.
Coiffed, baby. So I give him a call and I go, Eric, you want to go out to dinner tonight? He goes, God, I'd love to. That'd be great, Tom. What time? I said, I'll come pick you up at, you know, 6 o'clock and we'll go to dinner, 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever you want to do. And he brings his wife along. She's on tour with him. And again, I understand all this. It's a different world. He's on top of the world. He's got tons of hits with the Raspberries. You know, several hits himself. He's done very, very well. Very handsome guy, all the rest of it. So we're sitting at the dinner, and his wife seemed kind of uncomfortable. So I, you know, try to settle everything down, all the rest of it. And I wasn't lying, but this is exactly what Eric Carmen said to me, sitting about, 3 feet away from me at the table. So I said, it's very, very nice to meet you. I don't remember her name, but it's not that big a deal. Let's say her name is Lucy. We'll give it that, okay? So I said, Eric, it's been great, you know, being on the road with you and hanging out with you, all the rest of it. And I'm really glad that you brought your wife, Lucy, with you because let me be right up front with you. She's stunningly beautiful. There's a long pause, and he says to me, yeah, she looks just like me.
And she 100% does. Her name is Amy Murphy, apparently.
Oh, really? Do you have that? Can we put the picture up?
Let me see if I can share my screen. Yeah.
I mean, he was a handsome guy, don't get me wrong. But I mean, she was stunningly beautiful.
Oh, sure.
You have that picture, huh? I mean, is it?
AJ, can you, if you're able to pull it up, there's one of them at a White House Hanukkah party in 2019. And I mean, I can't tell who they go to the same stylist for sure because their hair is
really,
yeah, it's their brother and sister.
They always have. They went to the same barber, they do look a lot alike, but he said, she looks just like me, she's stunningly beautiful, which means, of course, I'm stunningly beautiful, just the way it is. But yeah, really, really nice guy. Please go all the way. A couple other hits, but I can't remember.
Hungry
what they
Eyes.
Were. Hungry Dancing, Eyes. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
All right, here. I think this is them. This may be the one you're talking about here.
Jesus. Now, she's got to be. Does it say anywhere where that picture is from? What year it's from?
So this is. Let's see here. This is when they announced that they are having kids. This is from. God, I can't. I don't know. I don't have a date on this. This article is from 2024, so pretty recently.
Okay, so it's pretty recently. So that woman is in her 70s.
Wow.
I mean, honest to God.
Wow.
Devin, AJ, yeah. Was he wrong? Is she stunningly? Was I wrong? Was she stunningly beautiful or not?
She's not too bad on the eyes. That's for sure.
And AJ, I have a different picture.
Yeah.
That I think. Let me see if this will pull up.
I love this so much, I can't even tell you.
Can you guys see my screen?
No.
Is it showing up on the thing?
No, it's not.
Oh, that's too bad. You got a good one? Well, we could figure out.
Oh, here we go.
We could wrangle it. Oh, you got it?
Boom.
I love this stuff.
Do they not look exactly the same?
Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Now, see, that picture right there is kind of how they did look. I mean, they look older in this picture, but when I had dinner with them that night, I mean, look at her. Jesus, yeah. I mean, he's a handsome guy. You can't take it away from him.
Yeah, but I'd say good looking pair.
Yeah, they are. I got to be honest with you, though, Eric. I got to tell you, your wife's better looking than you are. I'm just yes. here to tell you.
Yes.
You can be as handsome as you want. She's still better looking than you are. All right, we got it. But in any case, Eric Carmen was a very nice man, very smart guy, married to a stunningly beautiful woman. So, Eric, I loved hanging out with you, man, going on the road with you. Great guy, but. She's better looking than you, Eric. I'm sorry, but she is. Just how it is, pal. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Got some great stuff coming up next. I mean, we got great stuff and Judd, but you know what I'm saying. No, a couple of my friends coming up next. A couple of our friends coming up next right after this. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dander and bacteria, dust, the whole deal. Zero-Res Platinum-related, rated, sir. I always say related there. I don't know why. Zero-Res Platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited time offers. 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129, a $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9-star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today. And be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special, by the way. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one and don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable, will help you get top dollar. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes. It's a great shop. And open Tuesday through Saturday, baby. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And now, the lovely and talented Judd Zolgad from Score North. What's happening, Pally?
Oh, my God. The football world is going crazy.
So there's nobody left for us, is there?
That's the thing, though. So the Vikings came to agreements with two more guys overnight. So they're at five guys that they've brought in. And, of course, Kirk Cousins is gone. But, what they call the – and it's incorrect grammatically, I know – what they call the legal tampering period started at 11 a.m. yesterday. Guys can sign at 3 o'clock tomorrow, but we've had a ton of agreements. The most recent – Aaron Jones, it sounds like, who was just let go by the Packers, is going to sign here on a one-year contract. And Sam Darnold is going to sign here on a one-year, $10 million contract. I'm still betting that the Vikings are drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, kind of looks like it. Who would you want them to take in that draft?
Well, there's four good ones that we know of. It might be more than that. But so I think that the odds say Caleb Williams is going to go to the Bears at one. They could position themselves. They're at 11 right now, and they would have to trade up, obviously. But they could position themselves to take Drake May from North Carolina, Jaden Daniels from LSU, or J.J. McCarthy, who's probably going to be, my guess is, he's going to be the fourth of the four drafted from Michigan.
Is there a guy you'd like out of the top three?
I'm not a super big expert on these guys. I like the fact that Jaden Daniels, though, can move, and he has he has a lot of the things I think that you want in a modern day QB. J.J. McCarthy has definitely gone from being sort of lumped outside those top three to being more of one of a big four. So his stock has gone up. But, I mean, there could be as many as six quarterbacks to go in the first round. Now, I would not want to take the sixth of the sixth, but I don't think – I think fans are going to be very underwhelmed by the agreement of a contract with Sam Darnold, and I would say wait till the draft is done because I'm not so sure he's going to be your starting quarterback.
That does make sense. Judd, you have a caller, a listener called in, wants to talk to you. You got a minute?
Of course I do.
Okay. Sir, what's your name, sir?
I think it's Luigi Vincenzo Antonio Nanni.
That was well done.
That was really well done, as a matter of fact. Now, you two guys know Judd and Louie know each other. I was not aware. I suppose in sports you're probably going to know who Lou Nanny is, right?
I hope so. I just saw him. I saw him, Louis. Hey, how about John Hines in overtime taking Fleury out, winning the game, but potentially forfeiting the bonus point? That's about as gutsy as I've seen, Louis.
That is. That tells you that he doesn't think 1 point's going to do it. And, you know, if you keep getting ones, you're not in it. You're so far out of it with the amount of games left that you got to win games, not just tie games, and lose in overtime.
No, I got to tell you, Louis, something happened to me last night. I wasn't even thinking about this, but Dan Seaman, who is the vice president of programming for the Hubbards, was in town, so we went to dinner with him last night. And I just got dressed. I just grabbed some stuff that made sure the colors went together. But I ended up dressing all in black, except for my black shirt had a white collar. So my wife took a picture of me. She said, why are you sending out a picture of me? She goes, because you're dressed like a Catholic priest. That's why.
Oh.
Right? Like, I did. And I look at it's out on social media. It's on Facebook, I believe. But yeah, I'm standing there, and I'm doing this deal, like, to make sure that I look like a priest and all the rest of it. But my favorite, and the reason I'm bringing this up, Louis Nanny, our very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, turned his back on the high school kids. But other than that, it's okay.
Oh.
Just kidding. I just did. So everybody goes, oh, Catholic priest, you know, Dominus Vobiscum, and the blah, 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 blah. About 20, 30 comments in, this is exactly what they typed out. Tom, you look just like Tino Lettieri.
I knew that. I knew that was coming. I was wondering when that was going to come in. I thought you were going to say it first that your wife said, geez, Tino.
That too. I should mention, ladies and gentlemen, you probably don't know this, but Louis' son-in-law, married to his lovely daughter, Michelle, is one of my best friends, Tino Lettieri, Martire Lettieri. Right?
Yes, you got it. Martino, like it, Martino. You know what's so funny is, I don't know where I got something. Last week when I was home, somebody gave me some shirts. And one was like dark navy blue. And so I gave it to Tino, and he's, what's this? And I said, you can have that. It's perfect. It's a nice shirt, you know, with a hood on it. Well, did you see the color? I said, it's dark navy blue. I can't even tell him. It's not black. He said, my God.
That was it, huh?
And that's it. I mean, my goodness. I can't believe it. It couldn't have been a hundredth of a sheet off black.
Well, that's Tino. No question. This is a great opportunity, and I want to thank you both. You know, Judd's on this time of the day, so Louis, thanks for coming on at this time, and you guys know each other. I think,
yeah,
Judd, you do a much better job talking about Louis' career than I would.
Well, Judd and I had a podcast together for a couple of years.
Yeah, it was great. And your stories, too, yeah. Louis. The stories are incredible. But the thing that I tweeted this out Saturday during the tournament, because you know what? 60 years is awesome, and you deserve a ton of credit, and all the odes were great. But I said, nobody pointed out that you are still as sharp in the booth as you were. Well, you're probably, and you're probably better now. You're still as sharp. You are the most, in my opinion, informative hockey analyst in this town. And that to me is the incredible thing. A lot of people stick around. A lot of people don't stick around still at the top of their game. And I thought that was a really important thing to point out.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's something I love doing. And you remember, Judd, when I was talking about how I got started, and they sent me down to talk to Mel Jaffe, because I'd never worked on TV. And I said, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? And he says, go downstairs and talk to Mel Jaffe, who had the afternoon TV show, and he was sort of the star in the market. And I said, well, Mel, you're supposed to help me out. He says, well, I'm going to give you one word of advice. He said, when that red light goes on, it's like you're talking to somebody in your living room. And I never forgot that, even though I said, well, I'm not getting any reaction back from that red light. You know, no facial expression, nothing that helps you sometimes in a conversation. But the fact that he said that, I've never lost sight of it, because what I really try and do is talk to the people in their living room, the people who are watching the game. And we don't realize this, but if you got 500,000 people, 100,000 people watching the game, I don't, whatever the number is, you know, 80% of them never played hockey or never played much hockey. Mm-hmm. So I try to be as least technical as I can, because I want the viewer to understand what I see and what I'm talking about. And it's so funny, because we had a conference call. We always do a conference call the Saturday before the show, and we had the 8 coaches on, and I'm not going to say who it was or what guy it was, but he was talking about his team, and he used the phrase, I didn't know what he's talking about. I've been in this game, you know, 75 years, whatever, or my 80. I didn't know what he was talking about. And I didn't want to ask him, because it didn't matter to me, because I wasn't going to use that phrase, you know.
Right.
But it's become so technical, and that's why I definitely don't go F1, F2. What's that, a fighter jet? You know, these guys, it's the first forward in, second forward in. And like D to D, isn't it just as easy to say defense to defense or blue liner to blue liner, and not try and have the viewer think about what I'm seeing while I'm still talking about something else?
Well, and that makes perfect sense. But the thing I like, though, is that, and I've always said this, when I tune into a game, and a lot of people struggle with this, the thing that I want, and you're good at this, is even for the most ardent fan, you might not use the terminology like the F1, F2, but you know what you do? You don't treat people like they're dumb, and you always teach them something. That's my thing, is like, I feel like I know a lot about the sport, but I don't know as much as you do. I don't know as much as a guy that played. And so, you know, don't tell me what I can see and what I know. And I feel like that's where you have always broken through, is you do a really good job of in simple terms, explaining things that a fan like me wouldn't necessarily know.
Well, thank you. That's another thing I try and do, is tell them how I would be thinking if I was on the ice or coaching a team, what I would like team to be looking for, or things that could help them as players. And I think that, yeah, Judd, you're exactly right, because I've heard that from so many fans, that they say, I thanks a lot, I feel more knowledgeable after I listen to you in the game. And I try and point out things like that, little things, you know, whether how they're catching the puck, or whether they're standing in the right position, or whether they're moving feet, whatever it is, just giving the people an idea what the players are doing or might be doing or should be doing.
You know, I got to ask you a question, Louis. I know we only got a couple of minutes left with both of you, but it's going to be kind of a tough deal, because I can't tell between your life and my life when we can get together and go to Tavolina again. But Louis discovered this restaurant in our neighborhood, closer to his neighborhood. Oh, my God, Louis.
That was sensational. That was outstanding. But since 2 weeks ago, since we got together, a few days later, I found another one by your neighborhood. And I'm telling you, I'm going to know what there's a bunch of writers coming in. You know, the NHL having their general manager meetings here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And we're going to Turks and Caicos for Sunday and Monday, so I can't be there. So I just made reservations for Russo and a bunch of the writers at Santucci's, which is over by your place. And
right.
That is absolutely phenomenal. It's really good. And you could walk over from your place.
Well, but I didn't make the cut for the invitation to dinner, so I guess I'll... You know, just have a sandwich or something.
I must have missed your column in the hockey news.
Exactly, Tom, right. What's going on with that? Come on.
I'm going to go back a bit in time here, Louis, but I've known Louis Nanny for about 37 years now. I just, or might be even 38 at this point. He was the first general manager of any sport that called me, invited me to come to a game, have dinner with he and his family. And I will never forget that, Louis, but You know, you look at all. I'm not going to get too wound up about this because I'll get all teary-eyed and whatever. But those parties with your family, my family, Vince Flynn's family, was it your house or Tina and Michelle's house or Catherine and my house in Golden Valley? Those were some of the best years of my life, Louis. I will never forget them.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know you won't forget our first dinner because we were sitting on there. You said with Cavi, we were watching the puck, the game while we were talking, and a few words slipped out unexpectedly.
Great story. So we're all facing the ice, and Louie's on the left. She's in the middle. This is the woman who is the wife of the chairman of the board of Sam Goody Musicland, right? Yeah. A very big deal. Great guy. Jack's a great guy, don't get me wrong.
Great guy. They're a great couple, yeah.
So it's Louie, then it's his wife, who's also a great person, then it's me. And we're talking and talking, and I see Louie do this. So he's like, yeah, so anyway. And he would look over like that. Yeah, there's this other guy. And he'd look over again. Shot, hits the pipe, doesn't go in. And Louis goes, and I can't do exactly, so I'll just do a little bit of it. He goes, yeah, so anyway, I was talking to, oh, F! She looked at me like, what is that all about? First time I ever met Lou Nanny. I went, this guy's going to be my friend for the rest of my life if he does things like that.
He's the GM. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Louis, thank you so much, pal. And like I said, your whole family, from top to bottom, man, nicest people in the world. My wife, Catherine, talks about you all the time. And you know, obviously, the missus and the children and all the rest of it. But it's been a great 37, 38 years, Louis, and I look forward to another 37, 38 years, and you and I will be about 150. But other than that.
Right. Well, thanks. We'll be seeing you shortly. And, Judd, thanks. Nice to see you again during the tournament there.
Yes, thanks, Lou. And congrats again. What a great run. What a great, great run. So congratulations, Louis.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Louis.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Louis Nanny. Yeah, those – honest to God, it was just, they'd have these house parties. They started at Louis and Francine's house. That's where they started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, do you guys ever know Vince Flynn?
I know of him. I did not know him. No.
Oh, my God. One of the great guys of all time. But you'd be sitting there with these hockey greats and these authors who've sold about 8 billion books. And I'm going, what the hell am I doing here? You know?
Well, come on. Yeah, no, you were belong there. But, no, Vince was a friend of a lot of folks in town. I know that.
Yeah.
So, and which is very cool. But, yeah, Louis's a special guy, man. And I'm serious. I think he's 82 now.
He is,
And to be on top of your game for, like, that many. Yeah. But, I mean, look at it. He did 4 games on Thursday. He does 2 games on Friday and a game on Saturday, and to be sharp for all of that, I don't care if you're 52, 32. I mean, that's impressive.
There's no question about it. I am one of the luckiest people on earth to have known people like the Nanny family and Vince Flynn's family. Catherine and I were just talking about last night we were having dinner with Dan Seaman, like I said, who runs program. Just a wonderful night, just talking about all the great things. I got kind of bored because he had nothing but good things to say about you guys, so it got kind of boring.
So you just checked out? Whatever, Dan.
So, yeah. Yeah, who know? Who are you talking about? But
you got your opinion, I got mine, Dan.
All right, pal. I'm so glad that you were on with Louis today because...
Thank you, Tom. That was great. He's just a class act.
He is, but you are too, so don't forget that part.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Sounds great, Judd.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Judd Zolgad, ladies and gentlemen, Score North. That is, what a great coincidence that is, that I did not know they did a podcast together.
What a hell of a segment. That was sensational.
Well, that's where we're headed now with this show, you know, and we're going to kind of meet in the middle, because we're going to do the old show, and then we're going to do it another way, but we kind of met in the middle on the whole deal, and that's, I would love to bring people on that you guys know, you know, public figures and all that stuff, because those are always the best interviews. If you know the person. I mean, I love Louis Nanny and his family. It's a wonderful family, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys have any suggestions on people that you know or whatever to bring on the show and do it, you know, the interviews, just that's how interviews are supposed to go.
Yeah. And you know, I know we've got quite the public figure next.
Well, let me think. Was he like a janitor over at Hubbard? Or
I double checked the run sheet. Like, did I miss somebody on the list?
Oh, that's cold. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. That is cold. Woo! Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM and to get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98, and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99, $99.99 as a matter of fact. Everything is on sale from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So he made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Which one of you two guys said it? The stunningly beautiful Chris Eggert? Who was that?
I don't think either one of them said that. I heard what you guys said about me.
I heard, my God, what a looker.
Nope. I'm pretty sure Tevin said something else. Maybe my headphones weren't working very well. I'm not sure.
Bad connection.
That might be the deal. It might be the deal. How are you doing, Chris?
Good. Louie was on Minnesota Live last week, too.
Yeah,
so
it's
good to have him around, and he is definitely a national treasure. There's no doubt about that.
Is there a bigger sports figure in the state of Minnesota, you think? The Fran Tarkentons of the world, people like that?
I mean, I don't think there could be because he had such an influence on the game with the North Stars. Yep. Well, and first as a Gopher And then with the North Stars and just like the continued him kind of being the godfather of hockey in the state, I don't know. I mean, he's legend.
I did not tell this when Louis was on, but I love this story. So Louis and his family travel a lot together. And there are about 20 of them when you go with all the kids, the grandkids, the in-laws, all the rest of it. So they went to France about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. I will never forget this as long as I live, because I believe Tino's the one that told me the story back then. So they're traveling, and when the nanny family gets together and has a couple of glasses of wine, they can get a little loud. Let me just put it that way. So the maitre d' kept coming over, going, if you could just keep it down a little bit, you know, this is a very nice restaurant, and just keep it down a little bit. I understand you want to talk, but just keep it down a little bit. And so he came back like two or three times and asked him to pipe down. And at the very end, they pay the check. The check's been paid now. And the maitre d' says, you know, I got to tell you something, you goddamn Americans. And Louis said, we're Canadian. And the guy said, well, that's even worse.
Oh, no.
One of the great stories of all time.
Nobody insults Canadians, like, ever.
No, never.
They're like the most mild-mannered people in the universe. That's funny.
It's just a great story. Oh, that's even worse. So any news that doesn't depress the hell out of us this morning?
No, great. No, it's all depressing. But in Oakdale overnight, excuse me, there were a fella who fired on some officers who would try they were called out to a domestic in a car, and they pulled up to the car and they saw a guy and a gal arguing. There was a kid in the car. When he saw the cops, he got out, ran toward this house, shot at the officers. By the grace of God, nobody was hit, nobody got hurt. And it was about 3 hours of a standoff, and he surrendered. So they were able to bring the situation to a close without anybody getting hurt. I'm actually in Burnsville right now, and we all happened a couple 3 weeks ago now, where those three first responders were shot and killed down here in a very similar situation. So I guess glad to see it worked out for the better this time.
Do you think? I mean, a lot of this, I believe, has to do with the politicians trying to get people to vote for them, never born in a bad mouth. Anybody. Look, the other day when I saw George Stephanopoulos, who I've never liked, I had to work with him, was at ABC, because ABC used to own KQRS. So he was on the show like once a week, just a prick. He's not a nice guy. Where was the senator from, that young, beautiful woman?
I didn't watch the interview. I just read about it, so I'm not sure.
I don't remember where she's from, but I believe, a U.S. senator, correct? Or is she a state senator?
She's some kind of a lawmaker, and he was trying to pin her down on a position and she's a sexual assault victim, right? Was that what the story was?
That's what he brought up live on the air. He goes, I don't understand how you can support Donald Trump. You do support Donald Trump. She goes, yes, I do. Well, I don't understand how you can. He's a rapist, and you were raped when you were young. He brings it up on national television. I'm like, what? First of all, Donald Trump was never accused of, and I'm not trying to defend the guy, but he was never accused of rape, some sexual, misconduct, but it wasn't rape. And why would you do that to that young woman? Oh, you were raped when you were young. Like, what?
Yeah, what I don't know about that is that must be somewhat public knowledge if Stephanopoulos knew. Don't get me wrong. He's been taking a lot of heat for that, too.
Good. I'm glad he is taking a lot of heat for it. That was way out of line. Like, when you come on and I call you, you're kind of a pain in the ass. Then I regret it.
I am a pain in the ass. That's fair.
What, do you got a big engagement today? You got to make a speech today or something?
No, we have this. We take the show on the road once a month.
Oh, right.
Breakfast spots. And we're at Jensen's Cafe in Burnsville, which I've driven by like dozens of times, but I never stopped. And I just walked inside and everything looks and smells amazing. So
wonderful. So we should go there.
Yeah. I'll give you my full review tomorrow, but from what I saw, my pre-walk around the area there, the food looked amazing and smelled fantastic.
So. Called Jensen's, you said.
Jensen's, yep. It's right on, right off of Nicollet, and it's Highway 13, which is the main route, sort of on the north end of Burnsville. So
that'll be cool. So you'll be all happy and joyous on television today?
I will be fat and happy because I'm getting breakfast. And
well, I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful.
And the way my shirt is fitting right now with my gut, I think maybe I should lay off the breakfast a little bit. But
I'm starting to program next week. We could do it together.
Are you?
Yep, I am. Back in the day, you know, with the lifting and all the rest of it, weighed 315. I now weigh about 265. And I'm going to get down to 214. I'll have lost 101 pounds. And the last time I weighed 214, I believe I was in eighth grade.
Wow, that's fighting weight right there.
Yeah, 214. Well, I might, Catherine goes, you're going to look like a stick man. You'll look terrible. I said, well, how do I look now? And she goes, yeah, go ahead. Thanks, honey.
Give it a shot.
You know what? Thinking about it twice, why don't you give it a shot? That sounds great. I know you got to go, Pally, but enjoy your day today at Jensen's Cafe, and we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Chris Eggert, ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5 News. Channel 5's Chris Eggert brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. And speaking of Josh Arnold, he will join us right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You are indeed. Is Josh ready to go?
He sure is.
Josh Arnold is. Oh, by the way, Josh, I was out last night with the head of programming at Hubbard, so I didn't get home till late. That's why I didn't return your call, because I didn't know if you were still awake or not. So
we go to bed early. Yeah.
Well, that's
early.
That's what I'm saying, early
in the morning.
Oh, yeah, as in 1-2 in the morning, something like that.
As in one, two in the morning. Yes.
Okay. There's From now on, I'll know to call you back before I go to bed. Then, because who knows? You don't want to upset people.
I think you go to bed early.
Well, not as early as I used to, because I used to have
8 in the morning.
I used to have to get up at 3:15 in the morning. So yes, I would go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. It was get 7 hours of sleep, and I was still tired all the time. What are you going to do? So how's kicks? Everything? How's the economy looking?
Well, according to the consumer price index, which came out today, and it came in a little hotter, Tom, than people had expected. But that was primarily due to the fact that gasoline prices in the month of February went up.
Yeah,
a little bit. Also, rents went up a little bit. And between rents and, rents and gasoline prices, which that accounted for a good chunk of the increase in the CPI. And then buying used cars went up a little bit. And airline fares went up a little bit. People wanted to go south or west, or even wanted to fly internationally, so airfare prices were up. So those things accounted for a good chunk of the CPI. Wages were up a little bit, but less than had been expected. Overall, the CPI was a little bit hotter than expected, and that continues to give traders a bit of pause on how they look at the direction of interest rates. Many traders, many strategists were of the belief at the beginning of the year, and this is something that they believed was going to happen last year, that interest rates would start coming down, and in 2024 the Fed would cut interest rates anywhere from 6 to 7 times to stave off inflation or to stave off a recession, number one. And two, they believe that the Fed had overdone things, and that was the way the Fed would go. Yet my belief, which I shared with clients and on this program and others, was the Fed would not be cutting, mm-hmm. at least until May. And then that would be just a token cut, just to show, hey, we're paying attention to the market. And then the Fed would not cut at all until after the election. And right now with this CPI report and last month's CPI report, I think the Fed will continue to be on pause even beyond May now and continue with their mantra, higher for longer. But at the same time, I don't think the Fed is going to raise interest rates at all. So we'll be on pause maybe until just after the election, and depending on the state of the economy then, the Fed might start cutting. I think there is some fear among some traders that the Fed is overdoing things with interest rates,
right,
and keeping them high, and that will tip the economy into a recession. I'm not one of those people that thinks that the Fed is going to tip the economy into a recession. Recession is defined as 2 straight quarters of negative GDP growth. And we really don't have negative GDP growth. Things that could hurt the economy or put the economy in a stall, well, more regulation coming from the government and higher taxes, both of which are currently on the table in terms of the administration's new budget proposals. In other words, Tom, you're just not paying your fair share of taxes.
I know that to be true.
That's always the mantra of, we'll say, of a certain political party is, you do too well, you're not paying your fair share of taxes, or if you have a company, your company's not paying their fair share of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense is, if that's the case, change the law.
Yes,
because you're just paying what you're required to do, and no more. Period. But of course, everybody is pointing, you know, in terms of taxes, everybody points at someone else and saying, "Well, I pay my fair share. You don't." And it's like, "Oh, grow up! Would you please just take a look at the statistics? The top 5% of wage earners pay, we'll say, the bulk of the taxes, and the top 20% of wage earners pay about 80% of all federal taxes.
That's correct.
That's it. I do know that, you know, don't let a good story get in the way of facts, but them's the facts, Jack. Now, I'll go back to something in terms of travel. People are still traveling. They want experiences. They're not running out to buy underwear. So in terms of looking at companies to invest in, take a look at those companies that provide experiences or help you with experiences, whether that's companies like Bookings.com, formerly known as Priceline, Expedia, which does help you with airline bookings, and they also own Vrbo, Airbnb, which I happen to like using when I'm traveling, in particular if you're traveling with a large number of people, i.e. a family or extended family. And I know you, Tom, do have a decent-sized extended family. So if you all travel together, staying at an Airbnb does save you some money. Take a look at companies like Live Entertainment, which to me combines the four initials that people really want to talk about right now: artificial intelligence and Taylor Swift.
Well, that's great news.
We've talked about Taylor Swift before, and the amount of money that she brings to the cities.
Oh yeah,
where she performs, it's Super Bowl type money, huge.
Mm-hmm.
You and I may not understand that, but my granddaughter does. My daughter does.
Yeah.
My partner's daughter does. So that's big. And then
it is.
This is just because we're coming up to that time of the year when there's a lot of excitement about, we'll say, state tournaments and college tournaments. They're both in, we'll say, primarily in basketball right now, but also in hockey. And when you're coming up to college tournaments in basketball, now people start thinking of March Madness. And we had a big thing in terms of March Madness yesterday. North Carolina approved online sports betting.
God,
North Carolina is big time in college hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. So DraftKings, Caesars Bet, Flutter, which owns FanDuel, Penn Gaming, which owns ESPN Bet. All of these got or could get a little boost. They did get a little boost yesterday, but they could get a continued boost from online sports betting coming up in the next week with March Madness and the big basketball tournament. Not to mention these people are still betting on golf and hockey. So a lot is kicking on in that arena, and to me is something to watch.
Now, we only have about a minute left, so I want to ask you one question. I'm asking this of Josh, Tevin, AJ. Do you think it would be very, very wise to put a law in place where when it's an election year for the presidents of the United States, you are not allowed to raise taxes on anyone, spend money on anything? Because me observing the last three or four presidential runs over the last 16 years, they buy more votes with our tax money every year. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger every election year for the president. It should be, you should not allow, be allowed to spend any extra money for your last year of your presidency. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, seriously, why you're not? Buying
you
our vote.
Get the stuff done. But that's, yeah. You know, that's what's been going on. I mean, the... bear in mind something. I think that there's a checkoff box on the income tax form. Do you want to have a portion of your money going into to pay for some of the advertising for the general election?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No.
Right. They don't even need to put that box on there. Just assume it's no for everybody. No, I don't want you to use my money to pay for your election.
You know, just these guys have got a tremendous amount of money coming in. And if somebody were to talk about advertising, the advertising dollars are not going to the old networks necessarily for political advertising. The advertising dollars are going to Facebook or Meta or Instagram, which also is owned by Meta, going to Google. They're going, those election dollars are going online.
Well, they are indeed.
And those companies are going to do pretty well.
Josh, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, they can give me a call. Because I'm an old guy. I like to talk to people, both on the phone and face-to-face.
Okay.
952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. You always get straight talk, not sugar-coated advice.
And I got all the faith in the world in what you do with, you know, investing other people's dough. You do a great job. And we will talk to you on the Family Podcast on Friday, pal.
Look forward to it.
We do as well. Thank you, sir. Josh Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Very special guest. And I'm going to have to talk AJ and Tevin out of bad mouthing this guy because, you know, every time he comes on, you guys, yeah, you want to fight? Just don't do it this time, will you?
I was talking about Kristen Burt, not yes. not.
not You're not talking about guy. Alex? No. Is it pronounced Panovic or Panovich? Do you know?
I don't.
Panovich, I believe.
It is Panovich, I think, because I've heard people pronounce it both ways. Alex Panovich will join us right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement.
Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest with us.
Yep, he's Alex is with us.
Alex Ponovich, how you doing, Alex?
Oh, I think I'm okay. I'm doing this radio tour, and then I hear that a couple of dudes are bad-mouthing me over there.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
None of that over here. None of that here.
You're much bigger than I am.
How you doing, boys?
Alex, I do have to ask you a question, because back in the day, I'm a lot older than you, so I don't do it anymore, but I went after it pretty big in the gym back in the day. Do you, at 6'5", the way you're built, can you even go into a bar without some guy being a pain in the ass?
There's always, everybody always wants to take down a big guy. So you're always getting, but I've developed my, I talk myself out of it now.
There you go.
I would rather talk myself out of it, but I hate the fact that I would have to do anything else. But those days are long gone, hopefully. But sometimes I just like kind of doing the challenge. Well, if you're so eager to scrap, let's go to the gym, put on headgear, and let's do it there. So yeah, that's where it usually goes and stops at the same time. So I'm happy that I don't have to scrap anymore. But oh man, I used to scrap when I was a kid for sure.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. There are a couple of things I really want to get into.
Especially dudes bad mouthing me. That's where I usually like to scrap. So
yeah, you don't need that. There's no question. Well, I'll give you an example. When I met my wife, we've been together now for 40 years. Actually, I've known her for 44 years. Been married for 40 years. And when we were first dating all those years ago, is when I used to hit the gym with all my buddies. So we go to dinner one night with all my gym buddies and their wives and Catherine. I love Catherine dearly, but she was new to the crowd, had never met anyone. And she said, well, so you guys are all into the lifting, it looks like, pretty heavily. And I don't know where she came up with this number, why she thought that was a big deal, but she said, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Tom can bench press over 300 pounds. And all five of them went, ooh.
That's hilarious.
I will never forget it, Alex. There's no, well, two of them were the Road Warriors.
God. Oh, no yeah. way.
Oh, yeah. It was, honest to God, was, they were my buddies. And they're like, these guys, I do want to talk to you about the new Amazon original series, The Silent Service, but I do want to talk to you, too, about mission to further the conversation about mental health. It's a big thing in everyone's life, Alex. It's been a big thing in my life. Sounds like it's been a big thing in your life. So if you don't mind, we can start there because we can go out on a positive. Well, it's all a positive note, but an up note with the Silent Service. But how did your mission to further the conversation about mental health, where did it start, Alex?
And again, it is all positive. It's gone are the days like 20 years ago when it was taboo to talk about it. And it was taboo to even admit that you needed someone to talk to or that you were struggling. Now it's so positive in a way of like, this is where we wanted to go with. So with Legend Water, we started this company and we should be launching our water at the end of April. And the biggest thing was, we're in Canada. Canada has some of the best water, period. And our pH levels are right up there in alkaline. And the biggest thing is getting rid of single plastic use bottles. And that's where we just want to kind of wipe the planet clean from that. So, any way we can help with it, especially on movie sets, we really want to get a lot of those cans on movie sets, but all over. And the thing that we struggle with, the big thing is we have a QR code on the can that says Legends Supporting Legends. With a little blurb of, if you're struggling, click the QR code. The QR code will take you to our homepage, but also take you to a suicide crisis hotline. So you can talk to anybody right off the bat, but it also shows you a lot of the rehab and addiction facilities that you can go to if you're struggling. So by just having the can in your hand and it piquing your interest with the QR code, you have someone to talk to, and it's a celebration. It's more of a celebration of that we are out here and we want to talk to you. It's not a stigma. We all know somebody, I struggle with it constantly. It's always something where I need to talk to people or need to find ways to communicate what I'm going through. And I think it's a healthy thing to have somebody to talk to, and there's people that are out there willing to help. And so it's championing mental health more than anything. And if we can help one person, that's something that we're extremely excited about. It's called Legend. We should have it on the shelves by the end of April, early May. And it's something that it's very dear to my heart and very, very fortunate to be a part of.
I will tell you, Alex, that means the world to me. At 7 years old, my father was taken away to a mental institution. I'm seven. My older sister Bobby was 14 at the time. We're all lined up as they took him away in a straitjacket, Alex. I will never forget that.
Oh my God,
They took him away. But the one thing about it, Alex, finding something positive, I will never forget this. We're standing there, they're taking him away, and he's yelling and screaming and flopping around in the straitjacket and all the rest of it. And as they take him out the door, my sister looks down at me. I'm 7 years old. She looks down at me and goes, "Tommy, I think they think our dad is nuts," which really helped me, Alex. She lightened the load by just, it was wonderful that she did that. No question about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I'll close with this because I do want to talk about, I want to talk about the Silent Service too, but I will say this. We don't all live the same lives. If you've been through something like that, you're going to look at life differently than people who have never been through something like that. So please be more understanding. Not everybody had the same childhood, so shut up. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Everyone goes through, everyone goes through their own trials and tribulations. And it's not only going through something, it's how you've grown up handling situations. So you may not have handled... Like, one person can handle things better than the other person, but that person that handles things better than the other person may not handle other things better than that other person. So it's always a struggle. It's always a moving forward. And thank God we're in an age right now where we can champion the fact that it's okay to talk to somebody and get through those hard times and getting a different perspective. You're not living in a jail in your head. There's people out there willing to help.
I am so happy you came on. Do you have a couple more minutes? Because I do want to talk about the Silent Service, but I don't want to run over your time.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. New Amazon original series, The Silent Service. It is out now. I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, it was great. We shot it in Japan, Amazon, Amazon Prime Japan, and it's basically a manga series that was done in the 80s, a very successful one, and has a massive, massive fan following, and they decided to make a live action. I was very fortunate to be a part of it. I play a character named Logan Steiger, and Logan Steiger is a five-star admiral. And the Japanese have a captain named Kaede Shiro, who basically is captaining Japan's first nuclear submarine. And he basically attempts to realize his ideal world, knowing he has this amazing weapon at his disposal. So he basically goes rogue. I, as Admiral Steiger, don't believe he actually has one. And then it's all about the trials and tribulations of how it unfolds over the next eight episodes of how they can kind of put a handle on this. Does he or doesn't he have a nuclear weapon? And, you know, I think it just makes the audience think about, you know, true peace amidst the complexities of international relations. And we're even going through that right now outside of a 1980s manga. We're still going through, you know, trials and tribulations of war and what if. So that's where I think this show really makes the audiences think, and it takes you through eight episodes of high intense drama. So it's exciting to be a part of it.
We'll definitely tune in. And by the way, whether it's about mental health or a new show or whatever, Alex, you got to come back more often. I love the fact you're standing there for other people, getting things done for people who need your help, and you're doing it. And I really admire you for that.
Thank you, my man. I really appreciate you for having me on. Thank you.
Okay, one last question. How much can you bench?
Shoot. 380.
Ooh. Alex, you're the best. Thank you, sir.
You know what? I'll bench press the two guys that badmouth me. How's that?
You're my new favorite, Alex Ponovich. I'll tell you that. Please come in studio so I can watch.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. God, I just love guys like him. That's the way big, muscular, he's 6'5". The guy weighs, what did he say, 280?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's huge. I got here this morning, and Tevin and AJ are like, have you seen that picture of Alex Ponovich? Yes.
He's a walking semi-truck. The guy's massive.
And after that conversation, the second he books his flight to Minneapolis, that'll be my last day on the show.
Yes.
Why did he think you guys were bad-mouthing him? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I'm going to blame you. You probably said something.
I wasn't even in the room. Don't start that.
Well, no, wasn't it before we went to break? We said something about, you mentioned like, oh, we wanted to pick a fight with him. And I made the joke about, nope, that was Kristen Burt. And he was on the line.
Oh, that's right. It was my fault. You're right.
So thanks for that one, Tom. Thanks for that one.
But yes, formally okay, would like just, to say I do not want
just to. In case people don't know what we're talking about, look at the size of this guy. Holy God.
Yep.
Let's not piss him off. What do you say?
Yeah, no, his arms are the size of my thighs.
Mine do. I know what you're saying. And by the way, I've warned you guys before, don't piss off Kristen Burt because she's got some pipes on her too.
She does.
We shall be right back with Kristen Burt right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's already got that look on her face like she wants to kick somebody's butt. I can see it.
I don't know what the topic was. I just heard my name tossed around a lot in the last segment. What happened?
We're talking about tough guys. We had Alex Bonovich on, and he's 6'5 and weighs 280 and has his muscles on his arms are the size of my head.
That's not me.
That's not me. No, dude, give it the look at that. Get to, look at that pipe. See?
Yeah, all 5'3 of me.
Hey, I know some guys that are 5'3 can kick a little ass. You're good to go. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris at Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kristen Burt, I got to bring something up to you. I just don't understand how anyone can like that movie, Poor Things. I thought it was terrible.
You did?
Ugh.
I think you had to lean into the absurdity of it all.
Yeah.
And it's why she won the Oscar. I mean, it was just so absurd, and Emma Stone committed 100%. And I find that people have two reactions. You either love it or you hate it. You don't go, meh, it was okay. And the people that love it just like leaned all the way into it, and people that hate it were like, none of this. This is just so bizarre and weird, and they were over it.
I know you liked that scene at the very beginning of the show when there was a dead man laying there and she kept pulling on his penis and making it snap back into his crotch.
Can you not laugh at that?
What the hell? Like, really? This is what we're doing? No, I don't know. It all works out in the end. Not everything's ever. See, that's one thing I also don't understand about people. How can you not like that? I love that movie. It's like, we have different lives. We have different experiences. We like different things. Calm doesn't mean that I'm right and you're wrong. It's just, we don't agree on some things.
No, and it really doesn't matter in the long run. The only person it matters to is Emma Stone, who now can command more money for her next film because she now has two Oscars by the age of 35.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive.
She won for La La Land back in 2017. So, and I just saw the numbers for Christopher Nolan. He obviously won two Oscars on Sunday as a producer for Best Picture for Oppenheimer, and then, of course, as Best Director. He got a bonus for those, plus back-end points, plus his salary and everything else. So he made about $100 million off of directing Oppenheimer.
$100 million. Do you think he is an NFL quarterback?
Hey, you know, everyone doubted this film. You know, it's kind of interesting because everyone was like, I don't know, it's going up against Barbie. I don't know, do people really want to see it in IMAX? And he proved everyone wrong. And remember, it's a long movie. And people still came and bought tickets and saw it. And to me, which really just drives the point, because I don't enjoy long movies, but a really good long movie won't feel like it's over three hours.
Yeah, and that's true.
It's about the pacing and things like that. So if you're giving people good original stories, they're coming to the box office. And guess what? The directors get paid very handsomely. The actors will get paid handsomely. And so will the studios.
You know, I did really enjoy Oppenheimer. I thought it was very, very good. They handled it really well. The guy who starred as Oppenheimer, because Oppenheimer died at what, like 63 years old, something like that?
Yeah. Kind of early.
Yeah. He was very young. He died. I think he and his wife moved to some isolated island somewhere because he wanted to die in peace and all the rest of it. It's quite a story. I thought it was a great story.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild story, and Netflix is leaning into this. You know, everyone's renewed interest in the Cold War. In fact, today Netflix drops a 9-part docuseries called Turning Point: The Bomb and the Cold War. So it kind of takes you through starting with the Manhattan Project and like going all the way up to the present. And for those of you who might be news junkies and following the political scene of like Russia and Ukraine and everything else, there is a really big renewed interest in nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I wish that weren't true. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy because I was very, very young, but I can kind of like remember like weird like talk about the Cold War with Russia, and things like that in the 80s. And it's, you know, to have it sort of circle back because you thought, oh, we're done. We're not done. It, you know, history is cyclical and you find yourself back in situations that maybe your grandparents did or your parents did. And in some ways, we are back in this situation with the Cold War.
I remember as a little child, they used to do sonic testing of jets flying would break the sound barrier. That's long before you guys were around. I would look it up and read about that, though, because as a little child walking down the street, you know, 8, 9 years old, something like that, this would have been in the late 50s, they were testing the speed of airplanes, jets, and all the rest of it. There were constantly these sonic booms that were so loud, in some cases, they would break storefront windows. It's like, oh, my God. I will never forget that, how loud then. That was very scary, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and I know that TV history, one of the most watched movies of the week, back when networks did movies of the week, the day after. Do you remember that, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would happen to the U.S. in the event that Russia dropped a nuclear bomb on the U.S. God. And what that would look like, how people would survive. And I know that I've never seen the movie, but I know that, you know, people talked about like sort of the terror and having nightmares about that. It really caused a lot of trauma for people. But it was Hollywood's version, of course, on what that would be like. But it was a really hot topic back in the 80s.
That's one thing that's been buried, actually, because I'm, again, going back into the 50s, maybe early 60s, something like that. But let me just say I know someone. That's the best way to put it. That they finally kind of admitted to some testing that went on over the city of Minneapolis, because they tested things constantly. And this person went to a grade school that apparently was in the path of those tests quite often. And dozens of kids in that school got brain cancer.
I was going to say cancer, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that amazing that they actually did that, knowing the kids were going to get brain cancer?
But did they know they were going to get brain cancer? Not at first. But then when you start seeing like a hot spot where kids start getting sick, it's too late at that point, honestly.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough to watch. My friend, actually, was a relative of mine. Got brain cancer, survived it, thank God, but she did get brain cancer.
That's too common, too. I mean, you see, like, in California, we had the PG&E water crisis.
Yeah.
Aaron Brockovich, if you've seen that movie, obviously. Yep. But you see entire neighborhoods, just like pockets. I think 3 Mile Island, there were pockets of communities just getting cancer. And it's so awful, and you can't get answers. You know, sometimes it takes that like hotshot lawyer to really like take on a class action lawsuit. And you know, the lawyers are the ones getting rich. It's not the people who really need the money. And it's just a really sad cycle.
Yeah, I can't believe that human beings actually tested their equipment on other human beings. Gee, thanks. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Well, don't you feel like we're all science experiments? Because
oh, yes.
if you go and and not even intentionally, but the just like look at the food that we have in the United States versus if you go to Europe, you know, half the stuff that is allowed here in the U.S. isn't allowed in food in the UK and, you know, Spain, Italy, everything. And you wonder why you go to Europe, you eat like 10 times as much food and you come home like 5 pounds lighter. You're like, how did that happen? Well, it's the food and the processing and all the preservatives. It's gross.
Was it red dye is the one that caused a lot of problems for children and getting cancer and that kind of thing?
I think a lot of hyperactivity too. A lot of parents I know avoid food dyes. There's a lot of Netflix has a lot of great food documentaries. I should pull a couple and just like throw them out there. Maybe I'll look to tonight, just about how awful our food system is and how it really is making us fat. Right. And you know, people will. It's so funny. I will see people like throw out photos from like the '60s and the '70s and be like, and this generation, like Gen Z, will go, why was everyone so skinny back in the 60s and 70s? Food was even different in that era.
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't have to like work out 18,000 times a week to just like maintain a normal size body, whatever that means.
Well, another example is that the way they grow peanuts in America now. When they changed it, people started getting sicker than hell from eating peanuts. It wasn't a coincidence. They knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah, the food allergies. I mean, remember, it used to go on a plane and they'd be like, here are all the peanuts you want. Now they're like, there's always someone on a plane that's like, I'm deathly allergic. Please don't eat your trail mix.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It totally changed. Look at that. AJ's got a big, because you mentioned trail mix. Both Tevin and AJ like that.
I enjoy trail mix.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's people that will be like, was there a peanut in this room at some point this week? Because if there was, can't come in because I might die. Yeah.
Yep. You're absolutely right about
That's scary, though, to have allergies that, you know, sensitive. That if you're up in a plane and someone's like, I'll just eat one peanut, it won't make a difference. For some people, it really, it's life or death.
But I mean, look at me. I've suffered through it. I've got an allergy to radio and television people. But I don't just hide in a closet.
How do you do? I hide in the closet every morning.
You're in one right now, as a matter of
fact. That's right, with my cat.
Where is your cat? I don't see your cat.
She's here. Hold on.
Well, she's hiding behind you.
She's by my butt.
By your butt. Really
nice. It's nice and warm over there. It's cold this morning in L.A.
What's the temperature?
Oh, probably like 58.
Oh, that's freezing.
It's freezing.
It's just terrible.
Let me look. I'll tell you the exact temperature so you know. Let's see. It is. Oh, you know what? It's 49. That's cold for LA.
Oh, yeah, that's cold for LA. Yes, yeah. It is. There's no question about that. No doubt about it. Got a couple minutes left. Anything new we should be watching?
Well, I mentioned the Netflix documentary. Right. But, you know, since we were talking about money, I just want to guess and throw this out there. Who do you think was the highest paid celebrity of 2023? I'm not sure anyone's going to guess it right off the bat. So, Tom, we'll start with you.
Well, I got to go with Taylor Swift, I would guess.
Oh, I should say TV and film star. So
And film stars.
Yeah, I know she had Eras Tour but in the movie, but let's just stick with, like, actors.
Okay, actors. Okay, highest paid actor. I have no idea. I have no clue who'd be the highest paid actor. You guys?
All right.
I'm going to say The Rock.
Okay.
Just because of how much he's been in lately, and maybe like this is too recent, but Timmy Chalamet.
Oh, that's a good one. No guesses, Tom?
I'm going to go with Ethel Merman.
I love it. Tom, I cannot believe you're right on that.
I can't either.
From the grave, Ethel Merman is the highest paid in Hollywood.
Syndication.
Syndication, exactly.
Syndication. Back when syndication was a thing. Adam Sandler.
I saw that.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, $73 million so from his Netflix deal. So remember, Murder Mystery 2, he has Spaceman out right now. You're not invited to my bar mitzvah. Leo. So he is doing incredibly well.
He is.
And then it drops considerably. And it's Margot Robbie, who obviously starred in Barbie at $59 million. I was surprised that Tom Cruise wasn't, you know, maybe in the top two, but he was number three at $45 million. Ryan Gosling, $43 million. Matt Damon, also in the mix at $43 million. Jennifer Aniston, $42 million. So,
damn it,
not
I'm sorry.
Bad.
AJ just came, he $39 million came up just short.
Just right on the brink there. I was on the fringe.
Yeah, yeah, you were between Ben Affleck and Jason Statham. AJ,
oh, see?
Suck it, Statham. Go back. Go do another Beekeeper movie.
I like then, Beekeeper. I thought Frederick's it was good. Level.
But isn't that amazing? Jason Statham can do kind of all of these, like, video on demand, like not even released to the theater, or just kind of like B-level movies, still making an astonishing amount of money.
Yep.
Great pun with the true. B-level movies.
The
B-level movies. All right, sister, a magnificent report, I thought.
I'm here to deliver, you know?
I'm here to deliver. No,
I'm here to deliver all the hard-hitting reports.
We got to close with this. Have you ever stood next to Alex Ponovich?
I have not.
That boy is huge. My God. 6'5", what did he say, 280?
Yeah.
That's a big guy.
Everyone's bigger than me, so let's just... Other than my cat, everyone is taller and bigger.
He'd be one of the few people in the world I'd say, look, if I'm pissing you off, let me know because I don't want you punching me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Rock, too.
Yeah, The Rock, too.
John Cena. Now that I've seen him naked.
You know what? I just saw a John Cena movie that he was really good in. What was that called again?
Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah, Ricky that's Stenicki, exactly. Yeah. Ricky, it's Ricky Stenicki. Is that Stenicki. How you say it?
Ricky Stenicki.
Stenicki. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was entertaining.
I think it's a cute concept.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, sister.
You bet. See you guys later.
Magnificent. Ladies and gentlemen, and I, by the way, I do love the new format of the morning show. It just flows like that. I love shows that flow work for me, man. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, fellas. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. The family shows up in about 15 minutes.
Talk to you tomorrow.